So, why haven't I been recording these? Well, because the ongoing struggles with the shit in my phone, plus my headphones, the mic jack, or the mic attachment, whatever, it died. And then the headphones got so quiet. The other night, I was watching West Wing, as I do every summer. And Isabel was watching Survivors, which is a BBC post-apocalyptic sort of thing. And it's a show that involves a lot of screaming. And I guess I need to push the headphones into my ear. So I went out yesterday and bought some new headphones. John and I went to the mall, and it was funny. He says, it's around noon, and I said, so have you had lunch yet? Because, you know, he usually takes care of that himself. And he said to me, no. I said, okay, well, why don't you make yourself something, or I could make us both something. And he says, I was thinking we'd go to the Gateway Restaurant, which is in the mall. There was a review of it on Jonathan Files back last year. And I said, you were thinking that, were you? That was your plan? Yes, that was my plan. Okay, so let's... I gotta get some headphones, what the hell. So we went for a bus ride and down to the mall. And it was funny, he had chicken wings, which we also had for dinner. I made chicken wings. And the waitress said, are you guys interested in dessert? And after, it's like, no, we're fine. She said, yeah, I didn't know he'd finish that. 10 chicken wings, he had 3 glasses of pop. I said, you really don't know him very well. He hasn't eaten off a kid's menu since he was 6. So, in the Tsarland, that's just for some people. But yeah, so anyway, we did that, and that was kind of fun. And, which allows me now to do this podcast. So we went there, and you may have heard on Broken Area, or you may have heard somewhere else, or my rantings about my children in the last couple of weeks, but we had John's graduation from grade 8, and it was pretty cool. First of all, it's neat seeing him interact with all the kids that know him, and it was really cool. Like, they just were having fun, and he didn't want to stay for the dance afterwards, which is fine. I mean, I get it. That's good. Whatever. I was about as... I was probably more afraid of girls when I was in my 20s than he is now, so... probably, no, definitely. So, you know, he didn't want to go to the dance, that's fine. We got there just in time for him to get in with the group picture, and then it was a dinner. They take grade 8 graduation very seriously here. Way too seriously, I think, actually. But then there was awards, right? I really thought he'd win some kind of citizenship award, because he always does... he was always doing stuff in class. He was always helping out. He helps out with the little kids, you know, like the kindergarten kids. He's always volunteering for things. But one of the awards he won was Most Improved Student, which I was really... with 2 other kids who were also great kids. They're all great kids. Like, everybody's coming up to John and putting their arm around him and saying, let's get a picture. Let me take a selfie. You know, so it was great. So we did we were at that, and he gets these 2 awards, which is pretty cool. And then at the end, they said, we have a final award that we haven't, it's not on the program, but this is one that we've, this actually comes with a monetary award of $100, and of course you see all the kids' eyes light up, and all the parents' eyes light up, because it's like, hey, money for kids. And they said that this is from the Algonquin District School Board. And it's, they have a few of these, very few of them. And there are special awards for each school. And ours is for the best use of technology in a classroom. Now, I immediately thought, oh God, I think it might be John. Because, like, he does his podcast, he uses his iPad all the time. Makes videos with kids in the class and stuff. For assignments. And, you know, John Broadbeck. And he goes up there, he shakes hands, he gets his envelope, gets the $100 check, which we haven't cashed yet. And it's funny because The other day I found it on his floor. The check is just sitting on his floor. It's like, son, that's $100. And I said, what are you going to do with it? He goes, Cineplex gift cards. So he wants to go to movies, and that's great. So we'll use it for that. So that was neat. It was pretty fucking great, actually. And, you know, the fact that he just gets recognized by just the teachers, the kids, the other parents knew him, you know, because they go on field trips, whatever. And then, of course, the week before that was Madeline's convocation, and she is pretty amazing. She won the Governor General's Award, Silver Medal, which is the highest award an undergraduate can get in Canada. And that was for her 93.6 average. Yeah, like my grades were ever that good. And that was really something. So that was cool. And, you know, she's got an NSERC, Natural Science Engineering Research Council of Canada, award for the coming year. It's either 1 year or two, I can't remember, for doing her master's. And then it's funny because there's a feature on the website, the Algonquin University website, about Isabel and Madeline and I. And me, feature about me, correct grammar. And it was funny because, like, the person interviewing us, Megan, who did a nice job writing the article, said, so what's your plan? And she said, oh, to get a PhD. And she'd never said that before in front of me, I don't think. So that was kind of neat. She's off to the University of Western Ontario, or as they call it now, Western University, which I refuse to call it. It's my alma mater, damn it. It's Western, or UWO. And she's going to work with Scott McDougall Shackleton, who's a great guy. Really great, does amazing work. And Dave Sherry, who I've known Dave Sherry. He was at U of T as a faculty member when I was at U of T as a grad student. So that's pretty exciting for me. And for, well, obviously for her, but I mean, for me it's pretty neat because the idea that these people who I really respect and really like think so much of my kid. And I tried so hard not to influence her. I tried so hard not to let her, to help her in any way. I mean, of course, I couldn't write her a letter of recommendation. But I just said, you know, talk to some of these people, that's all. And she did, and she met David and Scott last year, and they were happy with her, and she's really excited to go there. I know the lab group there is great. I know those people, and they're just nice people. And she met all of them down when we were at that conference earlier in the year, I guess in April. After the last time I released one of these. So she did a hell of a job at that, too. Kid gets up, gives a talk at a major scientific conference, and kick just fucking knocks out of the park. That was pretty great, too. And when you see, like, she does great science, like, she knows how to do it, and she gives a killer talk, and I couldn't help but be pretty proud. A buddy of mine came up, a couple buddies, one guy came up and said, hey, proud papa, eh? And then Jerry Cohen from Windsor came up to me and said, that's better than anything I've ever heard come out of your fucking mouth, which I thought was just excellent. Jerry and I have known each other forever. Jerry helped get me started back when he was doing a sabbatical at Western. I worked with him and Nancy Ennis at Western. So, and he was mentioned the other day on the new Spit and Twitches podcast, the animal cognition podcast I'm doing as part of my sabbatical. So that was pretty great, just hearing that and how excited people were and how, like, other people were impressed with her. I knew she was good. But you always think maybe you're biased. Well, yeah, I'm clearly biased, but you always think maybe there's something else there. You know, maybe I'm overestimating or perhaps underestimating. Perhaps I'm harder on her than I would be if she wasn't my kid. Anyway, so it's pretty exciting times in the Michelle Broadbeck household. sort of just calming down now, getting into that summer groove, getting into that whole, into the camping thing. And coming up in like 3 weeks. 3 weeks from right now, I will be in Hamilton at the Marshall McLuhan Podcaster Roundtables. So this can be your MMPR, getting to MMPR episode. Unless I do another one. And I'm pretty excited about that too. Oops, someone's behind me, and I don't like talking to myself late at night when people can see me, because they think it's weird. Anyway, so if you're going to be at MMPR, I'll see you there. Oh, music, I don't know. What have we got queued up here? How about some NoFX? Yeah, what the hell? Thanks. Talk to you next time.